Buddha said that the intention is the forerunner of all the activities. Our intention is the main factor to determine the quality and nature of everything we do in our life. Let's begin the session by setting the noble intention, the thought to cultivate calmness and insight. You can also hold the bodhicitta, the enlightened heart, the aspiration to be awakened for the benefit of all living beings. Feel that this noble intention and aspiration start to permeate your entire consciousness, your mind, and your heart. There are many forms of meditation practices. We are going to do this very simple exercise. In Tibetan tradition, there's this exercise called nine breathing exercise that dispels or expels the dead energy. Usually it comes with mudras, fancy gestures. We are going to simplify this method. It's a method that helps us to release our dead energy or frozen energy, such as stale emotions or thoughts that we're stuck with, or to refresh our mind. All we need to do right now is to take three deep breaths. When you make a long exhalation, feel that you are releasing all your discomfort, tension, pain, anxiety, agitation, as well as you are letting go of your thoughts of the past and the future. Then you might like to give rise to a simple joy. Traditionally, they sometimes visualize image of Buddha or similes or recite verses that help us to feel this spontaneous joy. Joy is quite an important element for our practices. Or you can simply meditate on the word joy. Or you can visualize that there is a smile on your heart. Joy, nonviolence can be wonderful foundation or ground upon which we can engage with our practices. Start to bring your attention to the breath. Notice that you are breathing in and you are breathing out. The truth is that we are always breathing, except we are not conscious of it most of the time. And this has to do with the fact that we are so much occupied by our mind, our busy mind, which is called the monkey mind in some tradition. Take a break away from your that busy thinking mind and keep giving your full attention to each breath. As time goes by, you might like to allow yourself to be immersed into each breath and also to become aware of all the subtleties of each breath. Become aware of their texture, their flavor, as well as their energetic movement. Be aware of their temperature. recognize there are so many things to observe in each breath. Allow yourself to be enchanted by all these subtle magics and wonders that arise with each breath. As you continue to observe your own breath with a curiosity, open mind, and then naturally all your mental activities, your thoughts begin to subside. Now and then you may recognize that thought arises here and there. You don't have to give attention to it. You may are becoming aware of this space between thoughts. There's always space between thoughts, but most of the time they happen without our recognition. And here we are intentionally expanding the space between thoughts. There is so much serenity, stillness in that space between thoughts. Allow yourself to enjoy resting in that space. Allow yourself to anchor in that space, and so you feel that you are actually discovering as well as you are resting at this center of your being. The center of your being, where you feel that you're no longer scattered, you're no longer fragmented, but you are together, you are grounded, you are still, you're dignified and yet completely relaxed. This is the true sanctuary. You can always find this sanctuary. All you have to do is practice the art of attention. No matter how busy your mind might be, you can always find this inner sanctuary whenever you want. Even in the middle of thick clouds of mental activities, thoughts, emotions, you can always find this sanctuary. Relax in this inner sanctuary, and then you can now let go of your concentration on the breath. Relax and just be. You don't have to concentrate on any object right now. When you allow yourself completely to relax, and then there is this natural awareness reveals itself. This natural awareness is not an effect of any cause. It's not something that you have to produce or to make it happen. It reveals by itself when your entire system is relaxed. It is the same awareness that is hearing the sound of somebody speaking. It is aware of the rising and the passing away thoughts, feelings, emotions, and also physical sensations. This awareness is the natural state of your own mind. That's why we don't have to do anything with our mind. We don't have to modify or alter the natural state of our own mind. When you leave your mind alone as it is, and then this awareness unfolds by itself. Rest in it, and then whatever you witness, don't judge them as a good or bad. day, open-hearted and welcome whatever visit to you. That might be a thought, or that might be even an unpleasant thought, or an ecstatic thought, or that might be a feeling like boredom, joy, sadness, grief, or profound insight. Be ready to welcome all these visitors at any given moment. Welcome all of them without expectations, without resistance. Welcome all of them as if they are the same in their essence. Welcome the boredom, same as a joy, same as a bliss. Welcome all your ordinary thoughts as a profound insight. Keep remembering not to follow your thoughts and not hold on to experiences, regardless how unpleasant or pleasant they might be. Let them arise and dissolve on their own. We often use a lot of analogies and similes to guide on awareness. One of them is this image that you are sitting on the beach and observing the great sea, and many waves arise that you can't even count. Some waves are bigger than the others, and yet you don't judge them. You don't say, I like this wave, I don't like that wave. I'm going to hold on to that wave, and I'm going to reject that wave. Instead, you usually allow yourself to relish and enjoy observing the great sea as well as the movement on that sea. You will enjoy usually all the waves and their dances as well. In the same way, imagine that your mind, your consciousness, like the great sea, and everything that arises in your experience, in your awareness, are like the waves. They are not good nor bad intrinsically. Allow yourself to enjoy every experience that arises in your awareness as one of those waves. Even the ordinary ones. in some tradition, they use this expression, awareness without traces, which means that when we reside in this natural awareness and then thoughts arise, but thoughts dissolve on their own and they don't leave any trace because we are not holding on to them. Keep remembering not to judge your experience. When we judge our experiences, and usually we want to run away from them or we want to hold on to them. Here our commitment is not to escape from ourselves, not to escape from our experiences, but stay with them and learning to be with them and to embrace them or to even enjoy them. As long as we're not rejecting and we're not grasping, and then whatever you're experiencing right now, and thoughts, feelings, they're all perfect in themselves. And then every experience that you have is a samadhi, the all perfect meditation. Tibetan master Gyatso Thoma Rinpoche said, no matter wherever you are, whatever you're doing, always remember to inquire, what is the state of my mind right now? And this is a very wonderful advice that we can apply every day. So maybe every now and then, like every 5 minutes, you might like to pause and to use this simple inquiry. Just see what is the state of your mind right now. And to inquire without any judgment. You may find that your mind is perfectly in the state of awareness, and then you can continue that state. Or you may find that your mind is distracted, you're lost in your thoughts, and that's okay too. Just recognize it, and then you can use simple method like concentration on the breath or bodily sensations to come back to the awareness. And once you feel you are fully present, then you can let go of your concentration and continue to abide in that natural awareness.